This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Another Trump administration appointee has been removed at the Food and Drug Administration. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has details.
After having to walk back inflated claims about the benefits of an experimental therapy for COVID-19, a second Trump administration appointee has been replaced at the Food and Drug Administration. An FDA spokesperson confirms John Wolf Wagner is out as head of the agency's Office of External Affairs. Last week, Emily Miller was removed as head of the FDA's press office after just 11 days on the job. The FDA came under fire after granting emergency authorization to convalescent plasma for COVID-19 patients. The announcement raised concerns the agency had buckled to political pressure from President Donald Trump. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Both of the 2020 presidential candidates are scheduled to be in Pennsylvania on September 11th to pay tribute to the victims of the 2001 terrorist attacks. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Pennsylvania is a key battleground state on the site of a memorial in Shanksville, where Flight 93 crashed into a field. President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden will both visit to commemorate the 19th anniversary of 9/11, although it's not yet clear how their visits might be staggered. Because of COVID-19, the National Park Service is holding an abbreviated ceremony this year, a 20-minute tribute in which the names of the passengers and crew members will be read aloud with the ringing of the bells of remembrance. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife will attend the 9/11 memorial ceremony in New York City. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More than 863,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. The United States had more than 185,000 deaths. In Brazil, more than 123,000. The number of worldwide infections has passed the milestone of 26 million. This is VOA News.